Did you know that K-State has a long-term irrigated corn study at the Tribune Experiment Station? This research has been in existence since 1961, so is just entering its 58th year. Hi there, this is Jeannie Falk Jones. I'm the K-State Multi-County Agronomist for Cheyenne, Sherman, and Wallace counties. I deliver unbiased research-based information to you for you to apply it on your farm. This research study was initiated in 1961 to determine the effects of nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium fertilizer on irrigated corn. The fertilizer treatments are a little complicated, but let me walk you through them. There was nitrogen rates of 0 up to 200 pounds at 40-pound increments with and without phosphorus and potassium. So those treatments, those nitrogen rates, had both 40 pounds of P2O5 and 0 potassium, and 40 pounds of P2O5 and 40 pounds of potassium. Now, the treatments were changed in 1992 by taking out the potassium applications and replacing them with a higher rate of phosphorus. So now the study includes both 40 pounds of P2O5 and 80-pound P2O5 treatments. The removal of the potassium was because in 30 years of research, the potassium treatments had not shown any effect on yields, and the soil is inherently high in potassium. So what have we learned from this research? It shows that nitrogen and phosphorus fertilizers must be applied to optimize production of irrigated corn in western Kansas, and for higher yields, the nitrogen and phosphorus should be applied together to meet both nutrient needs in the corn. For example, in 2017, nitrogen applied alone increased corn yields by 70 bushels per acre. Now, phosphorus applied alone only increased the yields less than 10 bushels per acre. However, when nitrogen and phos were applied together, they increased yields by up to 130 pounds per acre. Now, this increase of up to 130 pounds for both nitrogen and phos applied together was actually 10 bushels lower than the average for the last 10 years. So the research shown for nitrogen and phos applications combined increased the yield over 140 bushels per acre on average when compared to the non-fertilized check. Now, the maximum yield resulted from the highest nitrogen and highest phosphorus rates. That is, for 200 pounds of nitrogen and 80 pounds of P2O5. In addition, in 2017, the yield was 10 bushels greater with the 80 pounds of P2O5 versus a 40-pound P2O5 rate. Now, this was an average across all of the nitrogen rates. For the last 10 years of this study, the removal rates of nitrogen and phos varied with the fertilizer rate and with the yield. At the highest yield and highest nitrogen and phos rates, there was 115 pounds of nitrogen per acre removed and 29 pounds of phosphorus removed per acre. For just a quick summary, the highest corn yields was from the highest nitrogen, 200 pounds, and the highest phosphorus rates applied together. However, yield increases were present at lower nitrogen rates and lower phosphorus rates. All in all, the research shows that farmers should address both the nitrogen and phosphorus needs to maximize their corn yields. This long-term soil fertility research in irrigated corn has been summarized in a K-State research report. I have a link to this report posted on my website at www.sunflower.ksu.edu/agronomy. If you have any questions, please contact me at the K-State Extension offices in Goodland, St. Francis, or Sharon Springs, or on the K-State Experiment Station in Colby. You can also see what I'm finding in the field by following me on Facebook at K-State Sunflower District Agronomy.